سعاده وراحه متفق عليه. حديث ابو هريره رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person that goes to the masjid in the morning or evening, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares for him a welcome reception in Jannah each morning and each evening that he goes. So every time that a person is going in the morning, going in the evening for salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing a welcome reception for him in Jannah. So people might ask, ulama explain also the meaning of this, that person is in this world and he's going to the masjid, what is the benefit of the welcome reception in Jannah? So the explanation that ulama gave is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity and appreciation is such that if somebody were to come to our house and a person is of a sharif tabi'at, a person is of a noble background, he won't let that guest go without giving him something. He'll serve that guest with something. He'll make that guest feel comfortable. So yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us that you are my guest. You have come to my house. I'm not letting you go without anything. The reception I'm preparing for you is Jannah. So have that understanding that you are going to get something. But that something is in Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not giving it to us deliberately in this world. Number one. The second explanation ulama gave is that person that is going, if for some reason he passes away, the reception is waiting for him in Jannah. He can enjoy the reception immediately. The reception that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for him. So this, and the third explanation they gave, is that when a person is going, he should keep in his mind that sometimes it's hard to go in the morning, sometimes it's hard to go in the evening. But in his mind, if he thinks, sometimes we find that a wedding or walima has come, or some jalsa has come, and a person has to travel for a distance, but he's happy to do it. Why? Because he knows there's some reception that is taking place, there's some arrangements that have been taking place. So it becomes easy for him psychologically to travel that distance, to go there. In fact, this excitement builds up as he's getting closer towards that occasion. So like that, when a person realizes that I'm going towards salah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing a reception for me, a big reception in Jannah, now the difficulty also becomes easy. And now he'll feel hard to stay at home. It's like when the walima reception is taking place and he knows all his family members and everyone is going. He finds it hard to stay at home. Even if he's not too well, he'll go for a short while and he'll come with. So this makes it easier for a person psychologically. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a reception for me in Jannah. How can I not go? How can I decide to stay at home? So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates, that this person has got this regard for salah. There's an incident that happened in India, maybe about 40 kilometers from Bangalore in the 1970s, not Bangalore, Mangalore. There was a person that a new area was coming up, so one person wanted to sponsor one masjid in one area, put up a masjid. So what he did was he told those people that were there that look for a nice spot, purchase that land, and get somebody to put up the masjid. So they had looked for a person to put up a masjid. Eventually they found somebody known, they would know him as a Paramiya. Some Paramiya in Urdu is like a senior person. So they had called him because he had a little bit of experience in putting up masjids. So he had come to the area and he had brought one staff of his. The staff was a non-Muslim staff. And when he had come to that area, the first thing he did was he asked him, where would you like your masjid to be? So they told him, this is the spot in this land we'd like our masjid to be. So he marked out the masjid, marked out the ground where the masjid would be. And he said, right, immediately this is your masjid. Start salah immediately. He didn't wait for any grand opening. He didn't wait for any opening to happen. And immediately he would start. Now, because this was a new area, not many people were living there. So what he would do is every salah time that would come in, he would give the azan and he would perform the salah. If somebody was there, they would join him. If nobody was there, he would read the salah alone. But immediately that concern for salah he had. So what had happened was, he would, every salah time, he would key his alarm for the next salah. For example, if it was Isha time, he would key his salah for Fajr. Fajr, he'll already key his salah for Zohr. That azan, when the clock goes, he knows it's azan time for Zohr. And like that, he would do it for Asr and for Maghrib. So there wouldn't be a particular salah that he would miss. Every salah time, he would keep. Now what had happened was, they had a well there that was at ground level that they would use for water, for building purposes and other purposes now, because now the area is coming up slowly, so they would need that water. So he stayed there on one occasion. This incident was mentioned recently, and Hazrat Mawlana Basmillah Sahib Rahmatullahi also, he liked this incident because there's some morals in the story that had taken place. So what had happened was, there was one dog that had come past. So he was staying there with his non-Muslim worker in that tin house of his, and one dog had come past, so he had given that dog some food to eat. That's all he had done. He had given the dog some food to eat. So that dog now became the watchdog. The dog naturally took some liking to them. There was a new area, nobody around it. The nearest residential area was about half a kilometer away. So that dog was now the new watchdog. So every day the dog would keep an eye and he would guard. So one day his non-Muslim worker had gone out for some work, had gone out to the town for some work. There was like a fair or something that was taking place. It was a Saturday, so he went out. So it was around Maghrib time. It was very, very dark, no lights. And people that had traveled there noticed that many places you'll get no lights, no water, etc. So it was very dark. So he was walking, and he, in that rush, he forgot about that position of that well, and he had fallen into that well. This Baremiya, that person that was there, this Muslim person, he went right under the water, and he had somehow tried to come up, and he found one brick that was jutting out of the well, and he put his foot there to take a rest on that brick, and his head was just above the water now. Just above the water, and he found another brick to just hold on, but he couldn't get out of it, because it was quite deep, and there was no way he could get out of there. He was an old person also, and there was frogs and what have you jumping over him. So whilst he's waiting in that condition, this dog that used to guard him is running to that well and running to the road, running to the well and running to the road, and barking content, but there was nobody that was there. Now this dog continuously did this, and he's saying, this person that was narrating, the same Marimaya who fell into the well, Allah Pak had made it said that he lived to narrate the story. So he says, I thought definitely I'm going to die, but whilst I'm in that condition, I can hear this dog running and barking, going to the road and coming back. And after a short while, I heard that alarm clock going for Isha namaz. So I read my Maghrib, I had fallen after Maghrib, and I heard that Isha clock going for Isha salah. He says, whilst in that condition there, I performed my Isha salah. So in that well, I performed my Isha salah. And then he says, I stayed like that for a while. And then later at night, this non-Muslim worker of mine had come, and he went into that home of ours, that shanty that we had built. And when he went there, then he saw I was not there. So normally he would think, if I was not there, maybe I'm staying out, I'm going to stay by some relative or some friend for that particular night. He wouldn't have worried. But the dog again started barking at the house and ran to the well, barking in the house, and continuously did this until this Hindu person also knew that there's something that was happening there. So he also came to the well to see, and then he found that this man was in the well. So now he went and he got more help from the people, the residential area. They all had come late at night, and they managed to pull him out. So then he had come out. But the moral of the story that we learn from here, and the ulama explained to us, is that when a person has got concern for salah, even in that condition also he'll perform his salah. Why he's got that love and that concern for salah? This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. He'll make it said that a person also, therefore in the Masla Kitab it comes, that if a person is drowning also, and the time of salah comes in, then at least he should make takbir, try and make takbir in that condition. And then if he happens to drown, he'll drown. But he hasn't missed his salah because he started his salah in that condition. Likewise, a woman also in labor, if her water hasn't broken as yet, and then the time of salah has come in, she should at least start her salah, whether it's isharatan or by sign or whichever way she can start her salah. And then if her waters break and she has to give birth, then she doesn't read that salah. But at least she won't be counted amongst those people that have missed his salah. So this was one lesson we learned. The next lesson we learned from this story is that when a person helps even an animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind, he'll repay that person in this world. The only way to repay that person in akhirat. That dog was a means of saving this person's life. Why? He had only given that dog a little bit of food. But that was something that was liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately he saw the benefits. Next thing we learn from this incident is that when a masjid is being built, we shouldn't wait for any grand opening for that masjid to have all the total finishes. Immediately the salah should start. So the real thing of a masjid is the function of the masjid. It's not all the other frills that are associated with the masjid. So this is the next lesson we learn. And the fourth lesson we learn is that when a person himself shows that regard for salah, that ahmiyat and importance for salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that even in the most difficult conditions, Allah will give this person the tawfiq of performing the salah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. These hadiths that we are doing, where a person has got a reception in Jannah, this is just for encouragement purposes. A person is feeling lazy, he thinks in his mind, Allah Pak is preparing one reception for me in Jannah. How can I be sleeping in my bed? It will help him to wake up and go to the masjid. But this we should also do total belief. These are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're not, maybe not seeing it now, but a day will come when we will actually see the reception that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us in Jannah. May Allah Pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamu ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.